Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, we'll be discussing Bitcoin price flatlining near 27,000, but what can trigger the next big move? And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop, Bitcoin isn't looking bad on the higher time frames, healthy correction, and as long as Bitcoin sustains above 25,300, it's likely we'll continue this rally towards $42,000. And breaking news just in, Coinbase sues the SEC, seeking regulatory clarity for the crypto industry. Also, quoting Nayib Bukele, president of El Salvador, they can't eliminate Tucker Carlson, so they will try to smear him, censor him, and get him off of the air. Also in today's show, more breaking news, the Bitcoin price hits a record high in Argentina as the Argentina pesos have crashed 99% versus the US dollar since the beginning of the currency crisis in 2018. Also, Visa shares plans for an ambitious crypto product, stablecoin payments. That's right. Also in today's show, crypto whales and sharks are rapidly eating up the stablecoins for the past month during this market bounce, according to Sentiment Analytics, as well as U.S. banking crisis triggered $68 billion in outflows from the global financial giant. I'll be breaking down this report, as well as El Salvador's digital transformation, the unlikely leader in Bitcoin adoption, as well as Max Kaiser, the crypto Willy Wonka, ready to seize the moment at Bitcoin 2023. Quoting him here, you know, in Star Wars, when they jump into hyperspace, that's what's happening in El Salvador. Bitcoin plus Bukele, with some help from Max and Stacy, has catapulted the country into becoming Bitcoin maximalist country. And he also says that 220,000 will come in a flash, and then the real bull market starts. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is First and Foremost, a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome everyone just tuning in. This is pod episode number 1262. I'm your host JV and today is April 25th, 2023. And checking out today's market watch, we got Bitcoin back in the green and pumping. Once again, up a quarter of a percent, trading just above $27,300. Ether in the red, down 1%, trading just above $1,800. And as you can see, overall, most of the alts are correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we got the crypto market cap just above $1.1 trillion. With $35.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, Bitcoin dominance back on the climb at 46.1%, and the Ether dominance at 19% even. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrencies and gainers in the top 100, we have INJ up 7%, trading just above $7, followed by Chili's up 4%, trading at 12.5 cents, followed by Render Token up 3%, trading at $1.80, and below that we have Litecoin and OKB. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, INJ leading the pack up about 7%, followed by COS up almost 4% and RNDR at 3.7%, but the vast majority of the alts are bleeding and in the red for the week. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators, shows we're currently rated a 53 neutral, yesterday a 53, last week a 58 in greed, and last month a 64 in greed. So there you have it. And now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts and what's cracking within Bitcoin. After a week in which Bitcoin fell by 10%, sentiment is getting a reset and traders are eyeing key support levels closer to 25,000. But at the same time, consensus is far from unanimous over market health. Some believe that the next phase of upside is around the corner. Let's go. As macro markets gear up for a new period of crucial data and moves from the U.S. Federal Reserve, volatility catalysts are waiting in the wings, with Bitcoin potentially not staying calm for long. So will the Fed call the market bluff? That's the million-dollar question. It may be all quiet thus far when it comes to macroeconomic triggers this week, but that is about to change. Beginning April 27th, just 2 days away, new data will emerge from the U.S., which could deliver a burst of volatility for currently lackluster risk assets. U.S. gross domestic product and jobless claims will precede the March print of the personal consumption expenditures, which is the PCE index, with the latter keenly eyed by the Fed for cues on inflation. This month's timing is pretty important. A week later, the Fed will decide on how much, if at all, to raise the benchmark interest rates. And while the market already believes it knows the answer, this allows any surprises to have even more pronounced impact on the sentiment and the price action. And according to the CME Group's FedWatch tool, as of April 25th today, there is an 87% chance that the Fed raises rates by 0.25% in early May. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that. The Bitcoin remains correlated with U.S. equities into the end of the month, and concerns beyond crypto are focusing on indices' inability to print new highs. For trading firm Mosaic Asset, caution is warranted for several reasons going forward, quoting them here. First, the rally since mid-March is leading to a sharp increase in bullish sentiment, signaling too much greed amongst investors. There's also a big negative breadth divergence across multiple timeframes in the stock market's rally since mid-March. It warned in its latest edition of its newsletter, and an accompanying chart showed declining bullishness across the S&P 500, making a potential change of environment compared to quarter one. Now just take a look at the percent of stocks trading above their 50-day moving average. It continued, when the S&P was trading at a similar level back in early February, nearly 81% of the stocks were in solid uptrends, as shown with these arrows here in this chart. But look where things stand now with the circles. While the S&P 500 finds itself right back to similar levels, only 41% of the stocks are currently in uptrends. Now, an optimistic take amongst some Bitcoin market participants focuses on the sweeping range lows to continue this bull run. Adherents place emphasis on an area at mid-26,000 with the potential to extend past the 200-week Bitcoin moving average, which is 25,850. Quoting Michalvin Napop, Bitcoin is still acting sideways here, which means that it might be sweeping the low one more time and then reverse up. I am still expecting to take longs into the next few days. And he also shares this chart, and I also want to quote him here on crypto Twitter. Bitcoin isn't looking bad on the higher time frames, healthy correction, and as long as Bitcoin sustains above 25,300, it is likely we'll continue this rally towards $42,000, which he outlines right here in this chart. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And for breaking news, Coinbase is suing the SEC, seeking regulatory clarity for the crypto industry. And also, quoting Nayib Bukele, they can't eliminate Tucker Carlson, so they will try to smear him, censor him, and get him off the air. And I'm sure all of you know the news. He got fired or stepped down from Fox. So that was President Bukele's response. And also, more breaking news, Bitcoin price hits a new record high in Argentina. The peso has crashed 99% versus the US dollar since the beginning of the currency crisis in 2018. And it seems like these countries' currencies are going to continue deflating, just as we're witnessing here firsthand within the United States with the U.S. dollar. And with that being shared, now let's dive into our next breaking story of the day and discuss some plans for Visa with an ambitious product. That's right. Global payments giant Visa continues to explore the benefits of the crypto industry with a new initiative focused on stablecoin payments. Kai Sheffield, the head of crypto at Visa, took to Twitter April 24th to announce a new crypto-related project developed by the firm. Visa's upcoming crypto product is designed to drive mainstream adoption of the public blockchain networks and stablecoin payments, he noted. Pretty interesting. And according to the Visa job posting published on April 20th, the company's crypto division is building the next generation of products to facilitate the digital commerce of everyday life. And in order to develop the product, Visa is seeking to hire software engineers focused on programming, back-end systems, and Web3 technologies, particularly interested in experience using GitHub Copilot and other AI-assisted engineering tools to write and debug smart contracts, they wrote on Twitter. And among preferred applicant qualifications, Visa listed a good understanding of layer one and layer two solutions alongside experience with writing smart contracts using the programming language Solidity, introduced specifically for the Ethereum network. Solidity is used to create smart contracts on blockchain platforms and generate a chain of transaction records into the blockchain system. And the position also requires good understanding of public and permission distributed ledger network security protocols, private key custody, as well as the new Ethereum enhancements such as ERC 4337. Now, one of the world's largest payment companies, Visa, made a major move into the crypto industry back in 2020, partnering with blockchain firm Circle to support USD Coin, stablecoin on certain credit cards. The firm has gradually expanded its crypto offerings, but halted some new industry partnerships due to the crypto bear market of 2022 and major industry collapses like Celsius and FTX. So there you have it. I mean, payment rails around the world trying to compete with Bitcoin, but honestly, can they? I think not, especially when it comes to the Lightning Network and the fees and speed of these crypto transactions. But we shall see how this is likely to play out. And now let's discuss the latest of what's happening with these crypto whales as they continue eating up the stable coins for the past month, according to Sentiment Analytics. That's right, and shout out to Sentiment. Large crypto addresses have been accumulating stablecoins amid the crypto volatility in April, according to Sentiment. Sentiment notes that sharks and whale wallets, or addresses holding between 10,000 and 10 million of the stablecoin DAI, have acquired 6.4% of the asset supply since their DAI holding bottomed out just 6 weeks ago. And according to Sentiment, shark and whale addresses are increasing their dry powder as the crypto markets enter into a period of consolidation, as they point out here, right alongside this chart. DAI is the fourth largest stablecoin, which briefly lost its desired $1 peg over a three-day period in March and fell to an all-time low of 88 cents. That's right, it depegged. The stablecoin recovered quickly and has largely maintained its dollar price since then, though it was trading at 99 cents at this time. Sentiment also notes the Bitcoin and Ethereum traders who were late to the rally are eating up the losses as the two leading crypto assets move below 30,000 and 2,000 respectively. According to the analytics firm, Bitcoin and Ether are witnessing historically high loss transactions, which it says could mark the local bottom for the crypto markets. Quoting them here, since Thursday, traders are moving coins below the prices they obtain them at three times as often as above. Historically, when this ratio is below break even, it is a good sign of capitulation that will often mark at least temporary price bottoms. So there you have it. And Ethereum is currently trading below $1,900 at this time. The second ranked crypto asset by market cap is down roughly 1% in the past 24 hours. So there you have it. And now let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss $68 billion in outflows, which is a pretty big deal. According to this latest report, stress on the U.S. banking system triggered a flight of $68 billion from failed Swiss financial giant Credit Suisse. According to new reports, the bank told Reuters that over 61 billion francs valued at $68 billion U.S. dollars in assets left the bank in quarter one alone of this year, and that those outflows are growing by the day. Quoting Credit Suisse, these outflows have moderated but not yet reversed as of April 24th, 2023. Now, Credit Suisse is currently being taken over by one of its old rivals, UBS, after an agreement last month. The takeover was only made possible by the Swiss federal government, the Swiss Financial Market Supervisory Authority, FINMA, and the Swiss National Bank, which all agreed to support the deal. An $8 billion euro insurance scheme was offered to UBS to protect it from potential losses, and the Swiss government also changed laws in order to allow it to go through without a shareholder vote. You can't make this stuff up. Thomas Hallett, an analyst at investment bank KBW, said the Credit Suisse's ability to generate revenue was so bad that the takeover deal might be a net negative on UBS unless a deeper restructuring plan was announced. That means ultimately no one can save them. Credit Suisse's troubles began when its depositors began pulling their funds after the bank was exposed to Silicon Valley Bank as well as Signature Bank. Shares of Credit Suisse are currently trading at 91 cents, 98.7% down from its all-time high of $74 last seen back in 2007. The 127-year-old bank's quarter one earnings report is expected to be its last. So there you have it. I mean, the death and destruction of major financial institutions and banks. I mean, $68 billion in losses is a pretty big deal, and Credit Suisse obviously being a major player. And I think this is likely to continue the bank runs and collapses of the banking system as we see the collapse of the U.S. dollar. But let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And now let's break down our next story of the day and discuss El Salvador leading the way for innovation and Bitcoin adoption. And then we'll dive into Max Keiser speaking at the Miami 2023 event, as well as his $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction. And then we'll dive into some live Q&A. Let's discuss it, shall we? So here we go. A historic shift is underway as one nation embraces an unprecedented monetary experiment. As you probably already know, back in September of 2021, El Salvador, the smallest and most densely populated country in Central America, became the first nation to make Bitcoin legal tender. Let's freaking go. As pointed out here, exactly 1 year ago today, El Salvador became the first country to adopt Bitcoin as a legal tender. And this is a throwback tweet from actually 2022. Now, El Salvador's base Bitcoin enthusiast, Francesco, highlighted the significant impact of the country's Bitcoin experiment and noted that El Salvador managed to avert a potential debt crisis due to its adoption of the cryptocurrency, and also mentioned the increasing popularity of Bitcoin education in the country, with 54 students participating in the preliminary stage of the CUBO program. The program includes various topics such as economics, monetary history, and theory. Saifedean Amis, the author of the Bitcoin Standard, is set to deliver an in-person lecture as part of the course, and these classes will actually begin, it looks like yesterday, April 24th. Pretty good stuff. I mean, this is what is needed. Now, additionally, the Mi Primer Bitcoin Initiative reached 5,400 students in March, showcasing a nearly fourfold growth compared to the previous record of 1,400 students. As pointed out here, in March we broke another record and taught 5,400 in-person intro students in El Salvador, smashing our previous highs of 1,400, and we will not slow down. If this growth continues, we'll be able to educate, free, and empower millions of people in the next few years. Now, El Salvador's Bitcoin renaissance continues to attract international attention, with prominent figures and businesses flocking to the country. Corey Klipstein, for example, plans to open the Swan Bitcoin House and Bitcoin Beach in El Zante come October. Also, the nation hosted a high-profile Bitcoin conference adopting Bitcoin, a lightning summit held in November of 2022, which is more adoption. Also emphasized the significance of El Salvador's regulatory approach to cryptos, treating Bitcoin as money and other assets as commodities. This clear regulatory framework is expected to pave the way for highly anticipated volcano bonds, which are set to be released here soon. So there you have it. Mass adoption happening in El Salvador. How many of you actually have plans to visit Bitcoin country, the first country in the world to adopt Bitcoin as the legal tender? Let me know in the comments right down below. Also want to point out all the tax incentives. Zero taxes in Bitcoin City minus VAT, which is value added taxes. That means you don't have any capital gains on your crypto. That means you don't have any, what are those taxes called when you have to pay roughly 30% of your income gains, federal income taxes, none of that. So it seems El Salvador is to be the safe haven place to be for ushering in Bitcoin adoption. And I think it's going to continue as well, as Bukele seems to be making all the right moves. But with that being shared, fam, now let's dive into Max Keiser's latest with him speaking at Bitcoin Conference of 2023. Among hundreds of speakers, unique activations, and viral moments, Max Keiser has become a can't-miss aspect of the Bitcoin Conference event series. During Bitcoin 2019, he emphatically ripped up a $10 bill for CNBC Africa and was labeled the crypto Willy Wonka on The Daily Show following his energetic appearance at Bitcoin 2021, where he set a portable record for onstaging F-bombs during the FU Money panel at Bitcoin 2022, which was classic. That's where he shared the stage with the Giga Chad, Michael Saylor. Keiser's unique stage presence might seem impoverished, but a media career that has spanned decades and produced television content for BBC, Al Jazeera, and RT, alongside his wife and business partner, Stacey Herbert, indicates that he knows what he is doing, as does his current mission with Herbert, working alongside El Salvador President Nayib Bukele to make one of the Bitcoin conference's most promising announcements an effective reality for millions. Can it be the Bitcoin bonds? In November of 2022, Bukele announced that the two would help establish the country's national Bitcoin office, quoting them here, you know, in Star Wars, when they jump to hyperspace. That's what's happening in El Salvador, Keiser explained with Bitcoin Magazine. Bitcoin plus Bukele, with some help from Max and Stacey, has catapulted the country into becoming Bitcoin maximalist country. Keiser is quick to note that Bukele, who is everywhere and pushing everything forward 24/7, is almost impossible to keep up with, but he evangelizes the president's country with equal vigor. El Salvador is the arc, Keiser said. All are welcome while there is still room. I expect the airport to be packed with fiat money refugees soon. Give us your tired, your weary, your banked to death poor huddling in the casino gulag. Now, the anti-central banking message, which Keiser has been sharing in some form or another throughout much of his career, seems particularly present in the run for the Bitcoin 2023 conference, given the ongoing banking crisis and accompanying Bitcoin price surge. And for someone who has been preaching about the inequalities of the fiat banking system for so long, the current climate is coming as little surprise. Quoting him here, "I read the news about how banks are collapsing and I feel nothing," Kaiser said. "The current collapse is no surprise, of course, as in 08, there was a catastrophic global credit freeze. The financialized post-World War II economy efficiently died and financial tax settlements and bankers moved into it with lots of new stuff, worthless fiat money. And now in 2023, the stuffed dead moose has caught fire and the whole global house of deficit and unpayable financial claims is a bonfire of epic proportions visible from other galaxies. It all seems like the perfect recipe for yet another unforgettable onstage moment for Max Kaiser at Bitcoin 2023. How many of you are going to be attending this event in Miami? Let me know in the comments below. And he also says, "I plan to channel Satoshi live on stage as always. I only speak the truth. I am bound by the protocol and the power vested in me as the Bishop of Bitcoin to elevate the masses and mass orange pill them whenever possible. Preach." And Max also recently tweeted in response to breaking news of the Treasury and Fed needing $17 trillion to guarantee all bank deposits. Max says, $220,000 will come in a flash, and then the real bull market starts. Also want to share with you a prediction that Max Kaiser made on December 31st of 2022, the last day of last year. And keep in mind, this was at a time of mass carnage for Bitcoin. We had the collapse of Luna that year. We had the collapse of FTX. And it seemed many were writing off Bitcoin, claiming it was on its deathbed as Bitcoin hit a low of, 15,600. And Max made a very bold prediction. Here's what he wrote. "My 2023 predictions on Bitcoin, Bitcoin will reach $100,000. Two more countries will adopt it as legal tender. It will become a major electoral issue in U.S. elections this year. Bitcoin City will commence construction. Volcano bonds will be oversubscribed. And a huge surprise at the Bitcoin conference." So there you have it. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.